USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had humiliated Chief Justice John Roberts in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial by voting against any additional witness testimony. Pelosi tweeted, "It's a sad day for America to see Senator McConnell humiliate the Chief Justice of the United States into presiding over a vote which rejected our nation's judicial norms, precedents, and institutions which hold the Constitution and the rule of law." Chief Justice Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Republican Senators Mitch Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine broke from their party ranks to vote with the Democrats. Trump's impeachment trial will be the first in U.S. history that does not include witness testimony as part of the proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Delta and American Airlines have said they will suspend all flights between the U.S. and China, making them the first U.S. airline to do so, and joining several international carriers that have stopped flying to China as the coronavirus outbreak continues to spread. American said they will stop their flights through March 27th. Delta plans to wait till February 6th to suspend China operations to help travelers in China leave the country. United Airlines, the only other U.S. carrier with direct flights to China, has announced it will reduce but not completely stop service to China. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat life-threatening peanut allergies, which affect 1.2 million children. The drug is intended to help the children tolerate small amounts of peanuts and would potentially avoid a life-threatening accidental exposure. In patients age 4 to 17, two-thirds of those taking Palforzia were able to tolerate the equivalent of a few peanuts. Oral therapy is not a cure. The drug would still need to be used on a daily basis. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order in an effort to combat human trafficking. John Clements reports.
The president's order will increase interagency cooperation to battle human trafficking.
My administration is putting unprecedented pressure on traffickers at home and abroad, and we are freeing innocent victims at every single turn.
Mr. Trump's order that marks the 20th anniversary of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act also establishes a task force that will have a focus on the growing number of missing and murdered American Indians, including Alaska Natives. That order creates a White House position to battle against traffickers that use websites and phone apps that are used to lure potential victims. I'm John Clemens.
Millions of surgical gowns made in China are now being recalled because they may not be sterile, and surgeries are even being canceled in some hospitals. Alan Levine, CEO of Ballad Health in Tennessee, said his hospital had to reschedule over 200 surgeries. Cardinal Health admitted that a Chinese contractor supplying its gowns was using factories not registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company said these facilities did not maintain proper environmental conditions. Problems included gowns exposed to contaminants through open windows, failure to provide hand sanitation, and operators eating in the production area. Cardinal Health said it's no longer working with that Chinese contractor and is cooperating fully with the FDA. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.